Morning, everybody. Lovely to be with you again. Excuse me. Earth is crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. But only he who seeks to take off his shoes, the rest sit round and pluck blackberries, or walk on the phone, or looking at the phone, or in too much of a hurry to even notice. But I wonder, what if burning bushes are more common than we think? Maybe the burning bush is not unique to Moses. After all, the rabbis of old say that others passed by the bush when it was burning, but only Moses turned aside. And when he did, he saw something the passerby missed. The bush was not consumed by fire. So I wonder, what if the miracle of the burning bush isn't that it was consumed by fire, but that Moses turned aside? Maybe turning aside to see this thing is the real miracle of this story. The tiny detail that actually changed the whole story. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. When the Lord saw that Moses had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. It wasn't until Moses noticed the bush on fire that God spoke out of it. Look around you. Think, what are the little moments, the details, the thing that God is waiting for you to notice? What burning bushes present themselves to each of our lives, day by day, sometimes in the ordinariness of life, when we least expect a miracle? Maybe the only question is, how do we react when, if, no, when we come across a burning bush? Whether we turn aside, sit round picking back blackberries, or do we turn aside to look? Like, truly look? So what would our burning bush look like? I wonder if burning bushes are those circumstances or events that disturb our life, grab our attention, for good or ill. They're not part of our plans, and they take us by surprise. They stop us in our tracks, cause us to turn aside. Sometimes we're brought up short, speechless, lost for words. But do we see them as a sign from God? Do we think to ourselves, is this God waiting to say something to me? Of course, there's a risk when we start to think like that, if we dare to stop and look and question. We might encounter something that we could not see coming. Moses never thought it possible for a bush to burn, to be on fire and not be burnt up. He never expected or planned on being the one to bring God's people out of Egypt. But in each of our lives, there are experiences that come out of the blue. There are events, conversations, happenings that were unplanned, unexpected. And sometimes they ask of us something, a response. There are times that leave us weeping and asking why. Why has this happened? There are those experiences just too amazing that we have no words. Times when God has asked almost the impossible. Only almost, of course, because what God wouldn't have asked otherwise. There are other times when we shake our heads in disbelief and say, no, that's not possible, it can't be. And sometimes we throw up our hands and say, God only knows. Well, yes, that's true as well. There's times when we say, not in my wildest dreams could I have imagined or guessed that this would be my life. Because with God, we're able to do so much more than we could ever dream or imagine. Years ago, when I was much younger, I was a nurse for a long, long time. I worked in a care home specifically for people living with dementia. I hadn't always done that. Up to then, I'd worked in a hospital settings for a long time, specialising in gastroenterology. I was working with Professor Axon, and he was in the throes of discovering the cause of stomach ulcers. It was Helicobacter pylori. Gosh, heady times. But now, I found myself in a care home. A long story, an amazing story. But a God story, nonetheless. It's hard, laborious work, working with people with dementia. But it can also be very rewarding. It wouldn't have been my first choice of career. But here I was. And during that time, I found out quite by chance that somehow I was able to communicate and often understand people who were living with dementia. One evening, when I was washing up, as you do, I received a phone call. Faith in Leeds were looking for someone to start a work, a pioneer who would look at how we could better give spiritual care to people with dementia. Evidently, my name kept cropping up in conversations. How could that be? How did that happen? Would I go for an interview? I did. And my life changed in many ways. I did a lot of research. I spoke at conferences. I wrote books. That work took me all over the United Kingdom, America, Australia, Brazil, Paraguay. It was also very costly for me personally. I didn't know when I was asked if this was something I wanted to do. The thing is, and this was where the problem lay, I knew who was asking me to do it. I had a choice. And I couldn't turn it down. Because when God calls, however scary it might feel, however hard the task set before us, it always comes with a promise of life, and life in all its fullness. What, I wonder, have been the burning bushes for you? What might be the flickering bush at the moment that you're wondering about, that you're hesitating about? I wonder. I'm going to leave you for a minute. Maybe talk among yourselves. Think. Ask God. Oh no, is this it? You've got a couple of minutes. You may have time to share something, maybe from the front, maybe with somebody else, maybe somebody to pray with you because you've been wondering. That time might be available, mightn't it, Duncan? God says to Moses, I have observed the misery of my people. I have heard their cry. I know their suffering, and I've come down to deliver them from the Egyptians. Oh, now that sounds good. God is coming to rescue his people. And then comes the crunch. Poor Moses. When God then says, so come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of the land of Egypt. Hang on a minute. We thought God was going to do it. And now he's asking Moses. Oh, have you been asked to do something? You thought God was going to do it. He was just letting you know. And then he said, but I'm sending you. Scary, isn't it? But Moses is not left without reassurance. I will be with you, God said. Oh, thank goodness for that. But I wonder what was going through Moses' head at this moment. Who is he that such a thing should be asked of him? Born a Hebrew, raised an Egyptian, living among the Midianites. And then Moses asks the question of God, and the answer is mind-blowing for Moses and for us also. Moses said, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. Right. Well, there's no answer to that, is there? No response to that. There's no arguing with it. And then God looks at Moses and names him and claims him. And you read up to verse 14, but verse 15 is amazing. Say this to the people of Israel. The Lord, the God of your fathers, Moses, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, has sent me to you. Moses had finally got his identity. It's clearer now who he is. He's Abraham's son. He's Isaac's son. He's Jacob's son. And now he knows whose he is. He belongs to God. Because God has just said so. If ever any of you is asked to do something, but you feel unworthy of your calling, you've got a fear that you don't have the gifts, you're not up to the task, never, ever forget who you are and whose you are. And none of that has anything to do with you or what you've done or where you've come from. It's all God. Our identity is in him. Moses' credentials in all the stories that he was willing to stop, listen, and say, here I am. The rest was up to God. The burning bush story is one call of response. Something is being called for in the name of God. And we have to believe that in the same way, we can be called at any time. Don't think that you're too young. Don't think that you're too old. Don't think that you're not clever enough or worthy enough or strong enough. Never think that. Call and response is the story of our lives. We're called to act. It might be something as simple as making a phone call. That phone call that is nagging at you, you've got to phone, or take some flowers to someone. Because God knows who is in need of that moment of love and care. It might be something much bigger, of course. The important message in this account is our willingness to pause, turn aside, and to ask, what's God saying to me? The burning bush experience happens in the midst of everyday life. That's the other thing. Don't think it's going to happen in church. Don't think it's going to happen now. It could. It could. Before you leave this church, before you go out that door, it could happen. But not necessarily. in the keeping of our flocks. That's when it might happen, because that's what Moses was doing when this happened. He was doing the same thing he did the day before, the week before, the month before. This text is about Moses encountering God in his workplace. Maybe we can all be aware of God visiting us where we work, the office, the supermarket, the garage, in the car, at home, at school, in the bath. God's call could be at any moment now. But a word of revelation, a word of caution. Sometimes we must slow down. Sometimes we must stop and look. Sometimes we must walk down the street without looking at our phones. How does Moses know? How does God know that he's going to get it right? Well, God knows, but Moses doesn't. He doesn't know any more than we do. There will, however, be a sign. The sign, God says, will come after the people have been delivered, not before. And it's as if God's saying, Moses, you're going to look back on all this and you're going to see that I was there all along. You're going to encounter amazing things. When you've done it, when you look back, you are going to be absolutely amazed at what God did in your life. When you look back, and it's so true of our lives. We live life often stumbling along, uncertain, not knowing. And we only begin to understand when we make sense of the enormity of what happened in retrospect. So we respond to God's call and we move forward one step at a time, step by faltering step. Sometimes making great strides forward, other times limping, uncertain, not knowing. A lot like Moses, but all the time trusting in faith. Not in ourselves and our own greatness, but in the greatness of God, who calls himself, I am, who says to us, and you're mine. Amen.